Return to Jehovah. Dear fellow believer, as you know, the Bible is largely a book about people. Many were faithful men and women who faced challenges similar to our own. They had feelings like ours. James 5:17. Some were weighed down by troubles and anxiety. Others were deeply hurt by family members or fellow worshipers. And a number were plagued with guilt over their own mistakes. Had such individuals left Jehovah completely? No. Many were like the psalmist who prayed, "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Search for your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments." Psalm 119:176. Can you relate to those sentiments? Jehovah never forgets his worshipers who stray from the fold. On the contrary, he reaches out to them, often doing so through their fellow believers. Consider, for example, how Jehovah helped his servant Job, who experienced a number of calamities, including financial setbacks, the loss of loved ones, and a severe health problem. Job also endured hurtful words from those who should have been there to support him. But he never turned his back on Jehovah, although he did go astray in his thinking for a time. How did Jehovah assist Job to regain his balance? One way that Jehovah helped Job was through a fellow believer named Elihu. When Job expressed his concerns, Elihu listened and was moved to speak. What would he say? Would he criticize Job or try to motivate him by using guilt or shame? Did Elihu view himself as superior to Job? Far from it. Moved by God's Spirit, Elihu said, "I am just like you before the true God. From the clay, I too was shaped." Then he reassured Job, "No fear of me should terrify you, and no pressure from me should overwhelm you." Job 33:6-7. Rather than adding to Job's burdens, Elihu lovingly offered the counsel and encouragement that Job needed. Please know that it is in a similar spirit that we have prepared this brochure. First, we listened, carefully considering the circumstances and expressions of a number who drifted away. Then we turned to the Scriptures, prayerfully examining accounts of how Jehovah helped his servants in the past when they faced similar circumstances. Finally, we combined those scriptural accounts with modern-day experiences to produce this brochure. We warmly invite you to examine this material. Please be assured of our sincere love for you. Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Part 1. Why Return to Jehovah? Jehovah's people in Bible times faced challenges similar to our own. Jehovah reached out to them and helped them, and according to his promise, he will do the same for us today. As an attentive and loving shepherd, Jehovah searches for his lost sheep and invites them to return to him. Parts 2 through 4. What are some challenges of returning? Even loyal worshipers of God sometimes experienced anxiety, hurt feelings, and guilt, which affected their activity. Examine how Jehovah helped them to recover, to associate again with his people, and to regain their joy. Part 5. How to return to Jehovah. Consider proof that Jehovah wants you to return to him. Learn how several Christians returned to Jehovah, how the congregation received them, and how the elders helped them to resume their zealous activity. Part 1. The Lost One I Will Search For. The sheep is bewildered. Somehow, while nibbling grass in the pasture, it got separated from the other sheep. Now, it can see neither the flock nor the shepherd. Darkness approaches. Lost in a valley where predators roam, the sheep is defenseless. Finally, it hears a familiar voice, that of the shepherd, who runs toward the sheep, picks it up, wraps it in the folds of his garment, and carries it home. Jehovah repeatedly likens himself to just such a shepherd. In his word, he assures us, "I myself will search for my sheep, and I will care for them." Ezekiel 34:11-12. The sheep that I care for. Who are Jehovah's sheep? Simply put, Jehovah's sheep are the people who love and worship him. The Bible says, "Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep in his care." Psalm 95:6-7. Like literal sheep following a shepherd, Jehovah's worshipers are eager to follow their shepherd. Are they flawless? No. God's servants have at times become scattered sheep, lost sheep, and like sheep going astray. Ezekiel 34:12, Matthew 15:24, and 1 Peter 2:25. Even so, when a person drifts away, Jehovah does not abandon him as being beyond hope. Do you feel that Jehovah is still your shepherd? How does Jehovah prove to be a shepherd today? Consider three ways. He feeds us spiritually. "In a good pasture I will feed them," Jehovah says. "They will lie down there in a good grazing land, and they will feed on choice pastures." Ezekiel 34:14. Jehovah has never failed to give us a refreshing variety of timely spiritual food. Can you think of an article, a talk, or a video that answered your prayer for help? Did it not convince you that Jehovah cares about you personally? He protects and supports us. Jehovah promises, "The stray I will bring back, the injured I will bandage, and the weak I will strengthen." Ezekiel 34:16. Jehovah strengthens those weakened or overwhelmed by anxiety. He bandages his sheep, helping them to heal if they have been hurt, perhaps even by fellow believers. And he brings back those who have strayed and who may struggle with negative feelings. He feels responsible for us. "I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered," Jehovah says. "The lost one I will search for." Ezekiel 34:12-16. To Jehovah, a lost sheep is not a lost cause. He knows when a sheep is missing. He searches for that sheep, and he rejoices when he finds it. After all, he calls his true worshipers my sheep, the sheep that I care for. Ezekiel 34:31. You are one of those sheep. Renew our days as in those of old. Why is Jehovah searching for you and inviting you to return to him? Because he wants you to be happy. He promises that blessings will pour down like the rains for his sheep. Ezekiel 34:26. That is no empty promise. You have already seen the evidence firsthand. Recall your experiences as you came to know Jehovah. For example, how did you feel when you first learned the thrilling truths about God's name and his purpose for humans? Do you remember how refreshing it was to be united with fellow Christians at assemblies and conventions? When you were able to share the good news with someone who showed genuine interest, did you not return home happy and deeply satisfied? You can regain those joys. Bring us back to yourself, O Jehovah, God's servants of old prayed, and we will readily return to you. Renew our days as in those of old. Lamentations 5:21. Jehovah answered that prayer, and his people returned to serve him with renewed joy. Jehovah will do the same for you. Still, returning to Jehovah is easier said than done. Consider some challenges of returning and how you can overcome them. To help you recall some of the joys of associating with God's people, watch the video, Our Whole Association of Brothers, available on DVD and at www.jw.org. Look under Publications, Videos. Part 2. Anxiety. Hard pressed in every way.
After 25 years of marriage, my husband and I got divorced. My children left the truth. I developed several serious health problems. Then, I became depressed. I felt that my whole world had fallen in on me, and that I couldn't cope with anything anymore. I stopped going to the meetings, and I became inactive. June.
Anxiety touches everyone, even God's people. Anxieties overwhelmed me, wrote the psalmist. Psalm 94:19. And Jesus said that during the time of the end, anxieties of life could make it especially challenging to serve Jehovah. Luke 21:34. What about you? Do you feel overwhelmed by financial troubles, family problems, or health concerns? How can Jehovah help you to cope? Power beyond what is normal. We cannot deal with anxiety on our own. We are hard-pressed in every way, the Apostle Paul wrote. We are perplexed. We are knocked down. Yet, he also said that we are not cramped beyond movement, not absolutely with no way out, and not destroyed. What helps us to endure? Power beyond what is normal. Power that comes from our Almighty God Jehovah. 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. Reflect on how you received power beyond what is normal in the past. Do you remember how an encouraging talk deepened your appreciation for Jehovah's loyal love? Did your faith in Jehovah's promises grow stronger when you taught others about the hope of paradise? When we attend Christian meetings and share our faith with others, we receive strength to endure the anxieties of life, and we gain peace of mind so that we can serve Jehovah with joy. Taste and see that Jehovah is good. Realistically, you may feel pulled in many directions at once. For example, Jehovah asks us to seek first the kingdom and to maintain a routine of spiritual activity. Yet, what if opposition, poor health, or family problems have drained you physically? Or, what if your secular work claims the time and energy you would otherwise spend with the congregation? Faced with so many demands and too little time and energy to handle them, you may feel overwhelmed. Perhaps you have even wondered whether Jehovah expects too much from you. Jehovah is understanding. He never expects more from us than we can give. And he recognizes that it takes time for us to recover from physical and emotional stress. Consider, for example, how Jehovah cared for the prophet Elijah. When Elijah became so discouraged and fearful that he ran away to the wilderness, did Jehovah reprimand the prophet and order him back to his assignment? No. Jehovah twice sent an angel to wake Elijah up gently and to give him food to eat. Even so, 40 days later, Elijah was still anxious and fearful. What else did Jehovah do to help him? First, Jehovah demonstrated that he could protect him. Second, Jehovah comforted Elijah with a calm, low voice. Finally, Jehovah revealed that there were thousands of others who were faithfully worshiping God. Soon, Elijah was again active as a zealous prophet. 1 Kings 19:1-19. The lesson? When Elijah was overcome by anxiety, Jehovah treated him with patience and compassion. Jehovah has not changed. He cares for us in much the same way. When you think about what you can give to Jehovah, be realistic. Do not compare what you can do today with what you used to do. To illustrate, a runner who stops training for several months or years cannot resume his former routine right away. Rather, he begins by setting small goals that build strength and endurance. Christians are like runners. They train with a clear goal in mind. Why not pursue one spiritual goal that seems most attainable for you right now? For example, you might set the goal of attending a congregation meeting. Ask Jehovah to help you to reach your goal. As you regain spiritual strength, you will taste and see that Jehovah is good. Psalm 34:8. Remember that anything you do to demonstrate your love for Jehovah, no matter how small it may seem, is precious to him. The boost I had been waiting for. How did Jehovah empower June to return to him? She tells us, "I kept praying to Jehovah, asking him to help me. Then my daughter-in-law told me about an assembly in my town. I decided to attend one day of the assembly. What a wonderful feeling it was to be back with Jehovah's people. That assembly was the boost I had been waiting for. Now I am joyfully serving Jehovah again. Life has so much more meaning for me. More than ever, I know that I cannot isolate myself or go it alone. I am thankful that there was still time for me to come back." Part 3. Hurt Feelings. When we have cause for complaint.
A sister in my congregation wrongly accused me of stealing money from her. Others in the congregation learned of it and began to take sides. Eventually, the sister told me that she had received some new information that exonerated me. Although she apologized, I felt in my heart that I could never forgive her for what I had gone through. Linda.
Can you relate to Linda, who was deeply hurt by the actions of a fellow believer? Sadly, some have been so disturbed by the conduct of others that it has affected their spiritual routine. Has that been true in your case? Can anyone separate us from God's love? Admittedly, we may find it very difficult to forgive a fellow believer who has hurt us. After all, Christians should love one another. If we have been wronged by a fellow believer, the disappointment and pain can be devastating. Of course, the Bible acknowledges that there are times when Christians give one another cause for complaint. Colossians 3:13. Even so, when that happens to us personally, we may find it to be quite a challenge to deal with. Is there anything that can help us? Consider three scriptural principles. Our Heavenly Father is aware of everything. Jehovah observes all that happens, including any injustice we face and the suffering it causes. Moreover, Jehovah feels for us when we suffer. He never allows tribulation or distress or anything else, not even another servant of his, to separate us from God's love. Romans 8:35, 38, and 39. Are we not moved to respond in like manner, not allowing anything or anyone to come between us and Jehovah? To forgive is not to condone. When we forgive those who have wronged us, we are not minimizing, justifying, excusing, or condoning their actions. Remember, Jehovah never approves of sin, but he does forgive it if there is a basis for doing so. When he encourages us to forgive others, Jehovah is asking us to imitate him. He does not stay resentful forever. Psalm 103:9. When we let go of resentment, we benefit ourselves. In what way? Imagine the following scenario. You pick up a rock, perhaps one that weighs just a few pounds, and hold it at arm's length. You would probably have little trouble holding the rock for a short time. But what if you try to do so for an extended period of time? How long would you be able to hold it? Some minutes? An hour? Or longer? No doubt, your arm would become very tired. Of course, the actual weight of the rock would not change, but the longer you held it, the heavier it would feel. The same is true of resentment. The longer we hold a grudge, even a rather small one, the more we hurt ourselves. Little wonder, then, that Jehovah encourages us to let go of resentment. Really, letting go is for our own good. I felt as if Jehovah himself was talking to me. What helped Linda not to harbor resentment over the way she had been treated by a fellow believer? Among other things, she meditated on scriptural reasons to extend forgiveness. Linda was especially moved by knowing that when we extend forgiveness, Jehovah will, in turn, be forgiving toward us. Regarding how those sentiments affected her, she says, "I felt as if Jehovah himself was talking to me." In time, Linda was able to let go of resentment. She freely forgave the sister, and now that sister is her dear friend. Linda has moved forward in her service to Jehovah. Be assured that Jehovah wants to help you do the same. "When I fell away, I became bitter," says Marie. However, the book Draw Close to Jehovah reminded me of how very good and loving Jehovah is. As I read it, my love for him grew again. Chapters 26 and 30 of that book discuss why and how Jehovah forgives and how we can imitate him. It is available at www.jw.org. Look under Publications, Books and Brochures. Part 4. Guilt. Cleanse me from my sin.
My new job improved our family standard of living, but it also led me into all sorts of questionable activities. I began to celebrate holidays, to participate in political events, and even to attend church. I was inactive as one of Jehovah's Witnesses for 40 years. The more time that went by, the more I thought I was beyond Jehovah's forgiveness. I felt that I couldn't forgive myself. After all, I knew the truth before I headed down the wrong path. Martha.
Guilt can be a crushing burden. "My errors loom over my head," King David wrote, "like a heavy burden. They are too much for me to bear." Psalm 38:4. Some Christians have become overwhelmed by excessive sadness, convinced that Jehovah could never forgive them. Is that conclusion right? Even if you have committed grievous sins, are you so far removed from Jehovah that he will never forgive you? No, you are not. Let us set matters straight between us. Jehovah does not abandon repentant sinners. In fact, he reaches out to them. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus compared Jehovah to a loving father whose son abandoned his family and pursued a debauched life. In time, the son decided to return home. While the son was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was moved with pity. And he ran and embraced him and tenderly kissed him. Luke 15:11-20. Do you wish to draw closer to Jehovah but feel that you are still a long way off from him? Like the father in Jesus' illustration, Jehovah is moved with tender compassion for you. He is eager to welcome you back. But what if you believe that your sins are too serious or too numerous for Jehovah to forgive? Please consider Jehovah's invitation recorded at Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us set matters straight between us, says Jehovah. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be made as white as snow. Yes, even sins that seem as indelible as scarlet dye on a white garment are not beyond Jehovah's forgiveness. Jehovah does not want you to keep suffering with a guilty conscience. How then can you experience the relief that comes from God's forgiveness and a clean conscience? Consider two steps that King David took. First, he said, I will confess my transgressions to Jehovah. Psalm 32:5. Remember, Jehovah has already invited you to approach him in prayer and to set matters straight with him. Accept that invitation. Confess your sins to Jehovah and share your feelings with him. From personal experience, David could confidently pray, cleanse me from my sin. A heart broken and crushed, O God, you will not reject. Psalm 51:2-17. Second, David received help from God's appointed representative, the prophet Nathan. Today, Jehovah has provided congregation elders who have been trained to help repentant sinners restore their friendship with Jehovah. When you approach the elders, they will use the scriptures and offer heartfelt prayers to soothe your heart, lessen or remove your negative feelings, and help you to heal spiritually. Happy is the one whose transgression is pardoned. Admittedly, you may feel that confessing your sins to Jehovah God and approaching the elders would be among the most difficult things you could do. David evidently had similar feelings. He kept silent for some time about his sins. Psalm 32:3. Afterward, however, he appreciated the benefits of confessing his sins and correcting his course. A major benefit was that David regained his joy. He wrote, "Happy is the one whose transgression is pardoned, whose sin is forgiven." Psalm 32:1 and footnote. He also prayed, "O Jehovah, open my lips so that my mouth may declare your praise." Psalm 51:15. Relieved of his guilt and grateful for God's forgiveness, David was motivated to tell others about Jehovah. Jehovah wants you to experience the relief of a clean conscience. And he wants you to tell others about him and his purposes, not with feelings of guilt, but with sincerity and deep joy. Remember his invitation to get your sins blotted out so that seasons of refreshing may come from Jehovah himself. Acts 3:19. That is what happened to Martha. She relates, "My son kept sending me the Watchtower and Awake magazines. Little by little, I became reacquainted with Jehovah. The hardest part of coming back was asking forgiveness for all the sins I had committed. But finally, I approached God in prayer and asked him to forgive me. It's hard to believe that 40 years went by before I returned to Jehovah. I am living proof that even after many years, someone can be given another chance to serve God and be back in His love. Part 5. Return to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls. Were you able to relate to one or more of the challenges discussed in this brochure? If so, you are in good company. Many faithful servants of God, both in Bible times and in our day, have dealt with similar challenges. Just as they received help from Jehovah to overcome such challenges, so can you. Be assured that Jehovah will be there for you as you return to Him. He will help you to deal with anxiety, to resolve hurt feelings, and to find the peace of mind and heart that comes from having a clean conscience. Then you may once again feel moved to serve Jehovah along with fellow worshipers. Your situation will be similar to that of some first century Christians to whom the Apostle Peter wrote, "You were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls." 1 Peter 2:25. Returning to Jehovah is absolutely the best thing you can do. Why? You will bring joy to Jehovah's heart. As you know, Jehovah has feelings, so our actions affect Him. Of course, Jehovah does not force us to love and serve Him. One Bible scholar put it this way: there is no handle on the outside of the door of the human heart. It must be opened from within. By worshiping Jehovah out of a heart full of love, we can choose to open that door. When we do so, we give Him a precious gift, our integrity, and we bring tremendous joy to His heart. Really, nothing can compare to the happiness we experience from giving Jehovah the worship He deserves. Moreover, when you resume your Christian worship, your spiritual need will be filled. In what way? People around the world wonder, why are we here? They hunger for answers to questions about the purpose of life. Humans have that need because Jehovah created them with it. He designed us to find fulfillment in serving Him. We can have no greater satisfaction than that which comes from knowing that we are worshiping Jehovah out of love. Please know that Jehovah wants you to return to Him. How can you be sure? Consider, with much prayer, this brochure was carefully prepared. It was brought to your attention, perhaps by a Christian elder or another fellow believer. Then you were moved to read it and respond to its message. All of this is proof that Jehovah has not forgotten you. On the contrary, He is gently drawing you back to Him. We can gain comfort from knowing that Jehovah never forgets His lost servants. That is what a sister named Donna came to appreciate. She said, "I had slowly drifted away from the truth, but I often found myself reflecting on Psalm 139, 23, and 24, which says, 'Search through me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me, and know my anxious thoughts. See whether there is in me any harmful way, and lead me in the way of eternity.' I knew that I didn't belong in the world. I never really fit in there. And I knew that Jehovah's organization was where I needed to be. I began to see that Jehovah never left me. I just needed to find my way back to Him. And I'm so happy that I did." It is our sincere prayer that you too will experience once again the joy of Jehovah. Nehemiah 8:10. You will never regret returning to Jehovah. Answers to questions about returning to Jehovah. Where do I start? A person who has been physically ill may need to resume his normal routine gradually. Likewise, you can build your strength as a Christian by trying to take in at least a little spiritual food each day. Do not feel that you have to do everything at once. Perhaps you could spend a few minutes reading or listening to a recording of the Bible, studying one of our publications, browsing the JW.org website, or watching one of the programs broadcast on TV.JW.org. Also, try to attend a congregation meeting as soon as possible. Above all, pray to Jehovah and ask for His help. Throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
After becoming inactive in my worship, I felt too ashamed even to pray. When I did muster up the courage to pray, an elder from the local congregation visited me. He helped me to appreciate that Jehovah had not given up on me. The elder suggested that I start by reading the Bible daily. When I did that, I gained the strength to return to the meetings. In time, I began to share in the ministry again. I am so happy that Jehovah never gave up on me. Eva.
How will the congregation receive me? You can be sure that members of the congregation will warmly welcome you. Rather than criticize or judge you, they will confirm their love for you and do whatever they can to encourage you.
I was embarrassed to return to a kingdom hall. I wondered how the friends would treat me. One of our elderly sisters, who was there 30 years ago, said to me, "Welcome home, son." That really touched my heart. I was truly home. Javier.
I went to the kingdom hall and sat in the last row so that no one would notice me. However, many began to recognize me from the days when I had attended as a child. They welcomed me and embraced me so affectionately that I felt an overwhelming peace. It was as if I had come home. Marco.
How will the elders help me? The elders will treat you kindly. They will commend you for your desire to rekindle the love you had at first. Revelation 2:4. They will mercifully help you to correct any mistakes you have made, doing so in a spirit of mildness. Galatians 6:1. The elders may arrange for someone to conduct a study with you, perhaps in a publication such as Draw Close to Jehovah or Keep Yourselves in God's Love. Rest assured that the elders will comfort and support you every step of the way.
During the 8 years that I was inactive, the elders kept reaching out to me. One day, an elder showed me some pictures he had taken of us. They brought back so many wonderful memories that I began to long for the joy I felt when I served Jehovah. The elders lovingly helped me reestablish a spiritual routine. Victor.
He will make you strong. Our songbook, Sing to Jehovah, contains a number of stirring songs that can comfort and encourage you as you resume your spiritual activity. Consider, for example, the lyrics to song number 60. Based on the words found at 1 Peter 5:10, the song is entitled, He Will Make You Strong. There was a reason why God brought the truth to you and called you from the darkness to the light. Within your heart, He saw the longing that you had to search for Him and practice what is right. You promised Him in prayer to do His will. He helped you then, and He will help you still. God gave His own beloved Son in your behalf. On this account, He wants you to succeed. If He did not withhold the gift of His dear Son, then never doubt He'll give the strength you need. He won't forget the faith and love you've shown. He will not fail to care for all His own. Chorus. With Jesus' blood he bought you. To God you now belong. So he will make you firm, and he will make you strong. He'll guide you and protect you, as he has all along. Yes, he will make you firm, and he will make you strong. To listen to vocal renditions of this and other Kingdom songs, go to www.jw.org. Look under Publications, Music. Do you ever reminisce about the good times you had with Jehovah's people? An encouraging congregation meeting, a thrilling convention, a delightful experience in the ministry, or simply a pleasant conversation with a fellow believer? You have not forgotten Jehovah. Neither has he forgotten you. He fondly remembers your faithful service, and he is eager to help you return to him. I myself will search for my sheep, says Jehovah, and I will care for them. I will care for my sheep, like a shepherd who has found his scattered sheep and is feeding them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered. Ezekiel 34:11-12.